Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. In local news today, Atlanta businesswoman Kelly Loeffler will be Georgia's next U.S. senator. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on Governor Brian Kemp's appointment today.
She runs a financial services firm and has no political experience, but wants Georgians to know this.
I'm a lifelong conservative, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Trump, pro-military, and pro-wall.
Loeffler will replace Senator Johnny Isaacson, who is retiring due to health concerns later this month. In addition to convincing Georgia voters to keep her in the Senate in a special election next year, Loeffler will also have to win over members of her own party. President Trump and others wanted Governor Brian Kemp to appoint Georgia Congressman Doug Collins instead. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Former President Jimmy Carter is at home recovering after being admitted to the hospital this week. He was being treated at Phoebe Sumter Medical Center for a urinary tract infection. In a statement today, he says he looks forward to more rest and recovery at his home in Plains, Georgia. Some Georgia State University students want a change in state law. It's so a statue of Henry Grady can be removed from downtown Atlanta. Grady was a 19th century newspaper editor who advocated for a new South after the Civil War. An editorial signed this week by the student newspaper's board and other groups calls Grady a racist. They're asking Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms to relocate it to the Atlanta History Center. The editorial asked that state law be changed to allow the move of the statue to occur. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.